Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Let's see, what, anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Well, you know how it is, since it is Wednesday. There was a new trade that went up there this morning, or no new trade. What the heck am I thinking of? So a new blog that went up there this morning. So if you'd like to swing over there and take a look, that would be fantastic. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link, get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, we'd greatly appreciate it. Don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Both Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Both Time, and Dan the Man is at?
At the old trade. Dan's the Man with three guys.
I don't know what. I must have been just looking at something or not paying attention to something, because I was just out to lunch there for whatever reason. And I'm like, great. That's fantastic. Can I just go home now?
I think it was about the fact that I sent you a trade. Maybe you were thinking
about
that.
No, I can't go home. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you are home.
Even though I want to go home. Yeah, I know.
You are home.
So that makes it even worse.
And I did find out late last night, Big Jack, that the way the world is now, I currently have an extension for my work at home and through the new year. So. As long as I maintain electricity, we shouldn't have any issues with the timing of podcast, whatever. I know what I'm saying. But you did say that the new trade went up. Actually, I don't know, you had sent me a trade in fantasy, and we talked about it just a couple minutes beforehand. But, I don't know if you had time to look at it. It was rough because as much as I want Didi Gregorius on my team, Big Jack, I've discovered that I don't remember which one. Which league was that? Let me go back to the other one. In this league, I do have 1, 2, 3 shortstops. So... it's just funny how things work out, right?
Oh, so you don't even need him.
No, but I did send you a counter. Like I was saying, though, and make sure you update your lineup because stuff's out or, they're up. I've had the issue where, I have just so many guys on the 10-day IL in both leagues. And then it's like the pitching, it's so hit or miss because, guys that would normally pitch aren't really pitching, full game or whatever. So that's been kind of a drag. And it just, I'm not doing horrible, but actually I am. The auction league, I'm 19 out of 20. So when this season gets canned, well, you're no better. You're in 17th place, so don't delete us. But I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm going up against, that's the hard part, because if you remember the first year we did the auction league, the way you had set it up was just on points. to explain to people, if I won, I got a point, and the loser got a loss. It was points. It was just wins and losses. And the complaint was, of course, you didn't get a great picture because of the categories. So, now I think I'd still be in that place because I'd still lose. But, this one around, I'm just getting my ass handed to me, so it just kind of sucks. So with the fact that we've only got about 6 weeks left, I'm hoping they shut the league down because there's not enough time for a turnaround. You know, if we were sitting here in early May, yeah, I'd be annoyed, but I'd be trying to, you know, I'd be figuring things out to, you know, try to get my ass out of the cellar. But I just don't think that's possible this year. Are you kind of under the same boat, and are you just constantly looking at your IL report every day?
Oh, yeah, I've been juggling guys since the damn thing started. I can't, you know, between, you know, teams getting fucking COVID-19 and, you know, all the other garbage, I can't keep guys straight. And it's just like, really? You know, it's like, this is what I've got to deal with here. So.
Yeah, and I think that was the biggest thing for last week was, you know, I had four Cubs maybe, and, you know, we got Bryant, Schwarber, Hayward, which, you know, it's kind of here or there. But Bryant and Schwarber, you know, having those two out, it just, and then my other team, I had Caratini and Contreras. So, plus Hayward, Schwarber, and Bryant, I think, on that team too. So, I mean, it was rough. And then, you know, guys who are generally, you know, pretty solid players, you know, like a Starlin Castro, has been just kind of, he doesn't get all the playing time out there in Washington. But I think he moved over to third base, but his numbers aren't that great. So it's just, you know, even Jose Altuve, you know, his rank right now is 458. His batting average is only at 219, with his, you know, slugging 344, his OPS at 586. I do find it very interesting, Big Jack, that after all the drama in the offseason, that magically Jose Altuve can't hit the ball. What's up with that?
You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of guys not hitting the ball. Like, you know, it seems to be, there's, you know, it's either one end of the spectrum. Either you're killing it or you can't hit it. So.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're talking about a guy who's alleged to be, you know, a cheater, you know, knowing what pitches were coming. And, I mean, you go back to that 17 against the Yankees, and he's hitting a first pitch or something, a fastball home run off of Aroldis Chapman. And now this kid's numbers have significantly dropped from a guy who was an MVP candidate several years in a row. You know, I don't know, and I'm not going to drag him through the dirt, but come on now. You can't tell me this. I mean, we talked about it last year. Josh Reddick's numbers went down back to where he belongs. 2015, he had one of the best years of his life with that team.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it is a bad time for him to have what would be considered a down year. So, you know, I mean, it's just kind of, you know, it's going to kind of depend, you know, how you look at it. I mean, was it because they, you know, they had a system that they knew what pitches were coming? But, you know, he still had to hit on the road, and he hit on the road. Mm-hmm. So, it's just, you know, I think this is such an odd year that you're really not going to be able to hold anything anybody does against them. You know, like kind of the opposite end of that spectrum. I heard everybody being excited, even the sabermetric schmucks, because Charlie Blackman's hitting almost 500. So now all of a sudden batting average matters again. why just out of the blue now did you idiots decide batting average matters? And, you know, if he does go on to, say, hit 400, you know, he would be the first one since, you know, Ted Williams, and God, I don't even remember the year Williams did it, but
69?
Does it really count?
No, it doesn't. It does
you
not.
Know, right. I mean, it's not a, you know, it's not a season.
Well, because, I mean, oh, 69, that was way off. I forgot he's a lot older than that. Whatever. It was September 28th, 1941. Is the last player to hit 400 at 406. I mean, if you were going to give Charlie Blackmon credit for that, you know, you essentially have to go back and give everyone credit for the same amount of time played, right? I mean, Derek Leet would be in that batting average thing, right?
Right.
Because he had a good 60
you know, yeah, I mean,
games.
I'm sure there's a lot of players who hit 400 for 60 games. You know, I mean, humorously, what they and I don't know why they left it out is, you know, Donovan Solano from the Giants is hitting 458, but he's not quite as popular a name as Blackmon, so nobody wants him to hit 400. We just want to talk about Charlie Blackmon hitting 400.
Yeah. Well, he was on the commercials.
Right. So you know, it's just kind of. You know, it's kind of weird, but yeah, I was shocked when I heard them kind of championing the cause, and I'm like, wait, what are you guys talking about? And I mean, I knew Blackmon was hot because I've had him in my fantasy lineup the last few days, and of course he's done nothing for me, but that's a given. You know, I'm sure today they had an afternoon game. He probably went 5 for 5, but, you know, it's just weird listening to him. You know, talk about this like it actually means something. You know, and it's like I heard everybody talking about, you know, oh, my God, you know, Aaron Judge has 9 home runs. Look at what he's doing. Well, of course he's got 9 home runs. The balls are all gassed up. You know, they're going to have guys hit as many home runs as they humanly possibly can. I mean, you know, Trout's got 8. Fernando Tatis has 8. You know, I mean, I won't be surprised if we see some guys get to 30 homers in 60 games. You know, that wouldn't shock me at all with the way they're gassing up this baseball because, you know, they need runs. They need attention. You know, they need to get those viewing eyes on the TV because they can't get them in the stands. So, you know, this is how you make it up with your sponsors. You know, you get people to watch the game. And, you know, they think that scoring runs and home runs is the way to get people to watch the game. So that's what we're going to get. You know, whether you want it or not. Because I know that's what you want, is lots of home runs, right?
I mean, it's fun, but I just enjoy the game.
Yeah, well, you know, you know, I like a good home run like everybody else. I mean, like Tim Anderson hit a blast to hit start off the White Sox game. But,
yeah.
You know, what I'm tired of is watching these guys take inside-out swings and the ball go out the opposite way when there's absolutely no reason for that baseball to get out of the park. You know, or a guy hits a fly ball that all of a sudden lands in the first row. I'm like, really? He didn't get that ball, and all of a sudden it's a home run. Like, yeah, okay, great. This is exciting to watch. You know, I understand why pitchers throw at guys. I'd be throwing at guys, too, with what they're doing to me.
Because you can't throw it at the establishment.
Right. But, you know, I mean, they're getting what they want. I mean, you know, I know Aaron Judge is hurt now, so we'll have to see how long he's out. But, you know, they're getting their star players putting up numbers. You know, Bryce Harper is hitting. Mike Trout has been on a tear even with the days off. You know, it looks like they've got a new face in Fernando Tatis. So, you know, things are kind of going the way they need them to go. You know, and they're going to do everything they can to keep this up. And, they brought up an interesting point yesterday, and I almost jumped off my balcony because I agreed with the Mad Dog, Chris Russo, and I just kind of figured my life was over and I might as well take it myself. But they were talking about, again, and you and I talked about this years ago, who's the face of the game? You know, obviously everybody wants it to be Mike Trout, but we all know it's not. You know, he plays in California. His games are on too late. The team stinks. Of course, it's Aaron Judge. You know, I mean, there's no doubt about it. So far this year, Aaron Judge has been the face of the game with what he's done. You know, and if he can stay healthy, he'll continue to be that face. You know, and I was so disappointed in myself when I was agreeing with, you know, Chris Russo. I was like, no, that's not happening. But, you know, there's really, you know, nobody else. I mean, Bryce Harper is off to a good start. So, you know, he'll pop back up. But, you know, while Trout is always going to be the best player, you know, he's going to be that guy. I mean, they expanded the playoffs this year, and it still doesn't look like the Angels are going to get in. So we still may not see Mike Trout get a playoff game. So I don't know, you know, I mean, what else can they do for, you know, for this team? I mean, they hired the great Joe Maddon. That was supposed to help things out. You know, they at least, you know, they reshaped the pitching staff. And to be fair, your guy Dylan Bundy looked fantastic, you know, in his last two starts. But, you know, they're getting beat by the A's, you know, here again today. They're 7-11 coming into today's game. So, it, you know, it's just like, really? What the hell is going on with this team? And, you know, I'm to the point now where I'm not sure we'll ever see Mike Trout in the playoffs.
No, but you know what I would really love is if he would steal more bases.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore. So,
well,
yeah, I remember that.
I mean, yeah, well, I mean, I would say there's a chance, but knowing who his manager is, yeah, that's not going to happen because Joe doesn't know stolen bases.
Right. Stolen bases are bad. They're they're another product of sabermetrics that you're not supposed to do. So we no longer steal bases because that is a very bad thing.
But, you know, we should have started a T-shirt line, like through one of those random companies. You know, Joe doesn't know shirts. I think they would sell.
Yeah.
Joe doesn't know, you know, what stolen bases are. That a pitcher can go past five innings. We'll have to send that to R&D department.
You know, he's been leaving the Angel starters in longer than he used to do with the Cubs.
Well, that's because he has – I don't even know how to do the math on this one. What is it?
Yeah, the math.
I'll get you in a second.
Because I have no idea what math we're doing.
Yeah, well, he only has 37% of a season. So he can let a pitcher go to the sixth inning instead of 4 1/3, you know. Now they can go 6 1/3. They should just make all the innings double headers.
You know, they would be going less innings with, you know, less time. But, yeah, apparently, you know, because I think Dylan Bundy went 6 last night, and then in the game before that he had a complete game.
Whoa, that's...
But, you know, I did mention we did have one final. The White Sox beat the Tigers 7-5. Dylan Cease got the win if you happen to have him in fantasy. And Alec Colome picked up the save for the White Sox. So there's a couple stats there if you need them. Matthew Boyd took the loss for the Tigers. The Sox, you know, Sox had a couple of guys hit. Tim Anderson went 4-for-5. Not only did he homer, he also had a triple. So, you know, if you've got Tim Anderson in our league, he tripled, that may win you the week. It may be the only triple you hit the whole time. Eli Jimenez had a couple of hits. I know Luis Robert, I believe he had a three-run homer. Or no, it was Jimenez who had the other home run. Robert had a three-run double. So, they put up some numbers. The Tigers hit a couple home runs as well. Jonathan Scope hit one, and Harold Castro get one on the Tigers side. So, you know, if you had some, you know, there's some pretty relative fantasy names there. And, you know, I know in our league, Anderson, Jimenez, and Robert are all probably – they're definitely on somebody's team. I don't know if they're starting, but they're definitely on somebody's team. So – you know, and then, you know, there are a couple games rolling along right now. I gave you the one score. The A's are ahead of the Angels, 5-3 at the end of the five, and the Diamondbacks are ahead of the Rockies. That's 11-5, and they're in the top of the seventh right now.
Now, we, you know, you mentioned the expanded playoffs, and I please refresh my memory because I forgot. How are we doing?
You know, I'm
it's
trying
crazy.
To remember myself how they're doing it, because I know it's 16 teams, and I'm trying to remember if it's it's eight on each side. So I think it's the first and second place team in each division, and then the two teams with the best records is what I believe they're doing, but I'm not positive about that. I just think that's how it might be going.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. I mean, let's be honest, this format's just kind of horseshit. I don't have anything better.
To be honest with you, I'm really not going to know how they're doing it until the season ends. You know, especially with the fact now that it literally looks like it's going to be impossible for the Cardinals to get to 60 games. So I don't quite know how they're going to figure that one out. You know, I mean, at least the Marlins are kind of back on track. You know, most teams have played 16, 17, 18 games. The Marlins are at 11, but the Cardinals are at 5.
But that's the thing. You know, you put that in, so it's this crappy article that doesn't really outline the structure. You know, yay, why don't you just list it out in writing? How about you give us an infographic with the actual breakdown? So it says the wild card series, best of three with all games at the higher seed's home ballpark. The one seed goes against the 8, 2, 7, 3, 6, 4 versus 5. So, I mean, oh, thank you. Thank you for your ingenuity and copying the NHL and the NBA. And it's, like I said, I mean, you know, I know you mentioned before having the top seeds sit out may not be that great. But I think it's only three games, so I think this format is stupid. Cause, and I hope you don't go with it. I preferred baseball having their own kind of thing. So, I, you know, how do you determine the regular season, the formula, blah, blah, blah. I mean, the number one seed, let's go with the NL first, Big Jack. So the number one seed, how do you determine the top three seeds, the numbers 1 through 3 in each league, will go to the three division winners? So you're telling me that the three division winners, 1, 2, and 3, if the season ended today, we would have no playoffs because it's a bunch of crap. But you look at the NL. So one would go, the one seed should go to Colorado. The two seed would go to the Cubs. And the third seed would go to Miami because they're 7-4.
I believe the Cubs would be the number one seed because they have a better winning percentage than the Rockies.
You see what I mean? This doesn't make any. This makes absolute. It's just stupid. So if you do it that way, Big Jack, how do you determine the winning percentages? Is it based on the amount of games they've played or how many games they're supposed to be in the season?
They've been talking about doing it by winning percentage because they're obviously concerned. You know, when you start looking at the teams who have missed games, you know, obviously you have, you know, the Marlins, the Nationals, and the Phillies in just that one division. The Cubs missed some games against the Cardinals, you know, and the Pirates are now in the process of missing some games. against the Cardinals, even though we don't really think that the Pirates are going to be contenders. So I think they're kind of hoping that teams will play enough games to where it won't matter and they'll be able to just use winning percentage.
Yeah.
You know, now, unfortunately, there just aren't enough games for, you know, because when you go that route, I mean, the Rockies have the most wins, but the Cubs have the best percentage.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
who gets the number one seed?
Well, and that's the problem. This is where they didn't get their head out of their ass quick enough to realize, hey, how about instead of instituting this dumbass rule to speed up the game and put a man on second, and that'll end the game in the 10th inning. I've yet to see a game end in the 10th inning with that philosophy. You should have just went with a point system like the NHL. But then, of course, that wouldn't work for them either because, you know, Miami would – not be in first place. So
you know, you also have to remember they're actually planning on everybody playing 60 games. Somehow, no matter how they got to do it, I think right now St. Louis has to play 55 games in like 45 days. But somehow they're planning on getting that done so everybody gets to that 60 number. So that seems to be the plan right now that, you know, by hell or high water, we're going to get to 60 and then we won't have this argument about, well, this team gets in because it has a better percentage or that team gets in because, you know, they won the coin flip. So
yeah.
That apparently looks like it's the plan.
Well, and they might as well go with that because the plan is, or the talks now, according to Jeff Passan at the mothership, is that baseball is trying to hold a postseason bubble type format, just like the NBA and NHL because of, you know, St. Louis and the Marlins. I mean, the fact that they're not going to have fans in stands anyways, that you might as well go this route. So then that way you could just pick one of the dome cities. You know, I don't know if you pick Houston because there might be too many garbage cans there. You know, do you take the American League? I mean, me personally, I think you'd have to pick American League in one dome, right? And National League in another dome? Or would you have to three series? You know, but I guess that's neither here nor there.
You know,
the
difficult part, of course, with doing it with baseball is the games last, you know, a long time. I mean, you know it's going to be 3.5-4 hours. How many games can you play in one spot in a day? You know, I mean, are you going to have teams starting at 8 o'clock so you can play at 8, 12, 4, and 8 and get four games in a day?
Well, the wild card would be obviously the most one. There's four games in a day. You have three games. I think you could do that over 4 or 5 days. Maybe even, you know, if you really bust ass, you could probably get it done in 4 days. You know, I mean, and then obviously once you get to the league championship, the LCS, you know, I would assume the LCS and the World Series can all be held in one location. But you're right. It's not like it would be a different story if, you know, the Cubs and Sox both had domes, or, you know, the Yanks and the Mets.
Right.
But you know, when you think about it, the domes are. Would you want to do it in Florida, like the NBA? I mean, that's the only place. I mean, you've got two stadiums that haven't had more than 1,000 people in it in probably a year. Another rim shot. That might be the most advantageous place to do it because then at least, you know, the weather is not bad, so you're not going to be, you know, shut down with any, sudden winter storms. Hurricane season should be over by then. You host the American League up in Tampa and you host the National League down in Miami. And then once you get to the LCS, do you stay in Florida or, you know, do you go out to Arizona or, you know, Houston to wrap that? Or even,
yeah,
you know,
well, you,
what the hell? You got a new stadium in Texas.
You know, like,
why not go to the Rangers?
Yeah, that actually would probably be the place to do it, is go to the new one. But, you know, again, you know, like you kind of mentioned, at this point, it's mid-August. Can they get this set up in time to actually do it? You know, I mean, because this, you know, obviously it's not a, you know, it's not something you can just throw together. I mean, look how long it took the NBA and the NHL to get their stuff set up. You know, I mean, I think what the NHL announced in, was it April or May, that they were going to do theirs, and they didn't start playing until August, you know, what, the end of July, early August. You know, baseball announced a little bit after that, and then they, you know, they too, they didn't start playing until the end of August. So, you know, do you have a lot of faith in baseball with the way it's run and by the people it's run, that they could get this together in a month and a half? You know, are you buying that? Because I don't think I am.
No, I'm not either. And, you know, I forgot that the Rangers had a new stadium this season. And I do believe it's a dome.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it
you
is.
Know, you're realistically, you're only looking, if you're going to bubble up the playoffs, it's Florida or Texas. I, you know,
well,
unless
what
you. Well, because you only have one stadium. You need two stadiums.
You think so? What about Chicago? Oh, there's no dome.
Yeah, duh. I mean, unless...
Could they put an...
Well, could they what?
Could they put an awning over the fields, maybe? You know, but, you know, my dad
no.
would say, let's get an awning. Oh.
Yeah, that'll be fun playing World Series baseball in mid-November in Chicago. You know, if Major League Baseball and Rob and Bud weren't so freaking uptight, you know, there'd already be a baseball team in Las Vegas that would have had a dome, and that would have been a perfect spot, you know, Phoenix and Vegas kind of going back to back. You know, if I were the owners of the Raiders, I wouldn't agree to, you know, having the stadium put together for a baseball season or, you know, playoffs. So you kind of X that out. You know, do you hope for decent weather in November in LA and Anaheim? And have an outdoor thing for the West Coast, you know, to work it out that way. And I don't know. So, I mean, realistically, we only have three options, L.A., Texas, and Florida. So, you know, I think the two domes states would work best. And then, you know, kind of go from there. But I really don't think, you know, if you look at the wild card series, it has to be two domes. There's no way that you can knock out best of three. I mean, you only need to win two, so maybe it is. I mean, do you think it's possible to have eight different series going on? And I mean, let's just say you're going to do the whole thing at the Rangers Stadium. Can you knock that? Is that, do you just take up the whole week to do the wild card series?
Yeah, you know, I mean, no matter how they do it, you know, it's going to be difficult because, I mean, obviously you're not only you're looking at stadiums, you're looking at hotel arrangements and, you know, all the things that kind of go along with that. And, you know, remember, you know, when baseball originally talked about this and they were going to use like two or three different sites, there was a lot of crying from the players about being away from their family. So, you know, you could walk right back into that door and have to listen to all that. And then, you know, what do you do if guys start to opt out because they're going to be away from their families and they don't want to be?
Yeah. I mean, you know,
Thanksgiving
is huge.
I mean, at this point, I think baseball is too far gone and they've just got to run this out. And, you know, what they really need, in all reality, what will solve baseball's problem is for players not to be stupid. You know, I mean, that's just the bottom line. You know, how did the Marlins get sick? Well, apparently some of their players went to the hotel lobby for coffee. How does
wow.
it look like the Cardinals got sick? Huh? How does it look like the Cardinals got sick? Their players went to the
partying.
Casino. The Indians just dodged a huge bullet because frickin' Zach Plesac and Mike Clevenger went out on the town in Chicago after Plesac's start over the weekend.
Yeah,
you know, Plesac admitted that he had to drive back to Cleveland in a rental car. Clevenger flew with the damn team back to Cleveland. If he is or had been infected, he just got the whole team sick. So all we need is a little bit of common sense out of these guys. And I get it. You're young and you want to go out and you want to have a good time. The season's almost over. Wait. How hard is that to ask? You know, I mean, did they have to go to the casino? I get you went to the hotel lobby for coffee. You know, that's kind of accidental. You know, that's the last place I would expect you to touch anything. You know, it probably wasn't that smart, but it's not the most egregious thing anybody has done in these situations. You know, the Cardinal players were idiots. The Indians players were idiots. You know, and the Indians just appear right now, they appear to be lucky and nobody's sick. So, you know, I mean, if you can just kind of get, you know, these players to play the game, you know, and again, I get it. All you're doing is going back and forth to work. Well, guess what? I'm doing the same damn thing, and I don't make millions of dollars a year. I get up in the middle of the night, I drive to work. I get done with my job, I drive home. All right, bottom line, that's it. Yeah, occasionally I get to stop at the grocery store because I don't have somebody to do it for me. But I'm not going out on the town with my buddies. You know, we're not hanging out. I'm not going to the casino. You know, even though we can, you know, I've been sick once. I don't want to be sick again. So, you know, it takes a little bit of common sense. But again, you know, I mean, I'll say it again. You know, we're the land of the free, but that also equals the home of the stupid because we got plenty of stupidity going around. So, you know, it's not just relegated to Major League Baseball.
Yeah, well, and I take offense to that sometimes, though, too. I'm like, yeah, the fact that, oh, it's the Americans, you all don't listen. Well, you can't tell me that you don't have dumb people in your country. I think, like you said, the United States is the land of the free, and while I'm not even going to say it. You know, I mean, just look at the history of the world. We're not just so easily compliable, and we're just not so quick to do what we're told because that's what we're told to do. But, you know, that's another topic. You know, so sometimes that just kind of gets to me because you can't tell me there are – just because you live in a different country and you're on the outside looking at America that you don't have dumbasses in your country too. But going back to your point, you know, my sister was taking offense to us sheltering or staying away from them. And, you know, she's like, I feel like you guys are, you know, picking on our family because, you know, and you don't do that to your wife's family. I'm like, well, you know, you did just drive all the way to Tennessee and went to a water park with thousands of people. That's a hot spot for the coronavirus. And then you come back and you're wondering why we don't want to be around you. You know, and then I mentioned the fact that my father-in-law also, you know, and this is something I had to explain to my sister, my wife and her family is, while he is their dad, sometimes I don't think they understand him that well. And I'm like, you do have to realize that your dad's an old man. He fits the stereotypical protocol of, you know, old white man and I fought for this country and I'm not going to live, you know, that whole thing. I go, the second part you have to remember is, I go, why the hell is your dad going to be afraid of a coronavirus? And they all just kind of look at me. I go, you are talking about a man who has had his chest ripped open 6 times. He has survived 6 heart attacks. He survived the army, you know, overseas. And he's in his 70s. Do you think that he's afraid of a coronavirus? No, and you know it's a generational attitude thing, because I can't really say it's all the old white men, because I live in an area that's predominantly white, so the people I don't see wearing masks are generally 65 and older white men. I don't really care, you know, and that's the other thing is I'm not the person that's going to tell someone how to live. You know, you don't want to wear it, then fine. I don't want to wear the mask either, but I also have to come home to my wife, so I don't want to hear about it. You know, that's the other part of it. And, you know, I do have to say, though, like you said, there's a lot of dumbasses. And if you're going to wear the mask, wear it right. Cover your freaking nose.
Yeah.
Or just don't wear it. Yeah, you know, I'm like... But like you said, you know, like with my sister getting all upset, and she's the same thing as my father-in-law. And I had to tell my sister, I go, well, actually, my wife told her dad not to come up here. And if he does, we will not see him because he doesn't follow all, you know, the guidelines. And then I got no responses from my sister, and that kind of ended it. But, you know, she goes out and does whatever she wants. She works in the hair industry, so she's around people a lot, and we get that. You know, you can't do anything about that. But when you get off of work and you're going out to, you know, crowded places, you're going to local water parks, you're hanging out with family members who also don't give a crap about anything, you know, and you wonder why we see all this when you post it on Facebook. It's not like you're hiding it and we don't know about it. Like, we see what you're doing and you're wondering why. So it's, you know, that's the thing. And, you know, I feel bad for, like you said, the Miami guys who, whoever it was that went down to the lobby to go get coffee, because you're thinking, I'm in my bubble. I'm not leaving the hotel.
Right.
I'm here. Let's go get coffee. Let's, you know, well, let's just hang out for a little bit. We get, you know, get out of our room. We'll all sit 6 feet apart because, you know, they're mandated to, because I'm sure the hotel lobby had, you know, either separated the chairs or put X's on them like some of the restaurants do. So they probably didn't think anything of it. I'm getting coffee. I'm not going out of my way. I'm not going to a strip club to get hot wings and a dancer. You know, I'm not sneaking off running the streets of Chicago. You know, I'm not going to casinos. I'm going to get freaking coffee downstairs in a zone that's supposed to be safe, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, to be fair, I mean, not, you know, obviously not everybody – you know, and it's a literal term when I say stupid, you know, it's just the way, you know, it's the way people act about it. I mean, is it really difficult to wear a mask in the grocery store for the 15 minutes you're in there? Obviously you're not wearing it because you want attention. You know, you want to make a scene, you want people to notice you. You know, I mean, you know, if I was a younger guy, I would probably just end up punching one of those guys in the face because they would just annoy me. But lucky I'm old and a little more relaxed now than I used to be, you know, because it's just irritating, you know, and like, especially in your situation, I mean, I know we've mentioned it once or twice. We don't talk about it a lot. You know, it's not only Dan and his wife, but they have a daughter they have to look out for. You know, I mean, luckily for me, it's just me I got to worry about. I don't have anybody depending on me. So, you know, I mean, if you or your wife were to get sick, the first thing you'd have to do is take care of your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
People have to understand that. I mean, you know, maybe you don't care about, I don't care if I catch it or if, you know, I infect somebody else. Well, what if that person has young children? Or maybe they live with their, you know, their elderly parents who need care. You know, now, you know, this is how it spreads. You know, it's like the old shampoo commercial. I told two friends, they told two friends, and so on and so on and so on. You just gave it to somebody who took it home and gave it to somebody else. Great. You're a hero because you couldn't put a freaking mask on. I don't get it. I hate wearing it. I mean, I despise it. I wear glasses. It drives me insane to have to wear the thing. You know, like we're to the point now at my work where they tried to mandate it. Now it's to the point where anybody who has it on doesn't have it on over their nose. Most people don't even have it on over their nose and mouth. And I noticed this week that literally less than 10% of people are wearing them. So, you know, I mean, they tried. And, you know, in certain situations, you know, it's difficult. I mean, if you're in a semi in 80-degree weather unloading it, you know, it's probably 90-plus degrees in that semi. You don't want to wear that mask. You know, it's ugly. You know, our building is always hot. It never cools down. When it's 90 degrees outside, it's 100-plus in our building. So, you know, I mean, it can be tough to do. And somehow, and I don't know how the hell we manage this, but we have, like, one reported case. You know, I don't know how the hell that happened. Because trust me, I work with some of the dumbest people on earth. You know, I mean, I had the one kid telling me how, you know, he closed one bar on Friday night, then he closed another bar on Saturday night, and, you know, he was out late on Sunday, and he doesn't know how he made it to work on Monday, and all I'm thinking is, wait, don't you have like a 3-year-old? What the hell are you doing? But, you know, I mean, it's his life. I'm not going to tell him how to live it. You know, yeah. And I mean, that kind of relates to, you know, these, you know, to professional athletes. I mean, they're adults. You know, they're grown men and women. You know, you can suggest what they can do. And I know, you know, baseball is actually mentioned, I think at the NFL has too, about fining people. Is that going to stop them? I mean, do you see that as a deterrent for these guys?
No, because rich people pay in cash.
Right, straight cash.
Yeah, straight cash only.
Soundbite, I don't even know.
Well, you remember when?
No, I think you replaced. Yeah, I think you replaced it with the Allen Iverson one. So.
Well, no, that was whoever does our hosting, Blog Talk, when they updated everything. Removed everything. I had to upload stuff.
Oh, damn. That was terrible. But, yeah, you know, and I mean, so I get it. I mean, you know, even this week, they, you know, they went ahead and they're having the biker rally at Sturgis like they do every year. Nobody's wearing a mask. You know, they had highlights of it. They're all out there having a good time. And, you know, again, they're adults. It's their decision.
Mm-hmm.
But, I guarantee you, Dan, if this was another country where the government was a little stricter, this wouldn't be going on. But we're a free society,
no, yeah.
And, that's what we get to do.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was referring to, not to say that Europeans are easy to comply, but, you know, let's just say England still has a queen.
Yeah.
For what again?
I don't quite understand what they do, but it's nice to have the title, right? I mean, you know. Yeah. You know, if you ever saw the have you seen the Mel Brooks world movie, History of the World? You know, it's good to be the king. So,
yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, so, I mean, I know, like we were talking about baseball, we got a little sidetracked, but yeah, I mean, I don't know if they could control it if they tried to put it, you know, even if they tried to put it in a bubble. Oh. You know, I know I don't know if you saw this story, but the NBA is going to start letting, you know, like, I don't know how they described it, but they're going to start letting, I guess, guests into the bubble starting August 31st. You know, and they actually went to the point of saying that the only way you're getting in the bubble is if you can prove you have a relationship with whoever you're coming there to see. I don't quite, you know, unless obviously, you know, you're married or something like that. I don't know how you prove that, you know, you could be somebody's girlfriend or something like that. But, you know, I mean, they're going to take a little bit of a chance here. you know, and obviously these people are going to have to go through the testing and all the other protocol they have in place. But, you know, again, I mean, the more people you let in, the better chance you get in, you know, catching a case, so to speak.
Yeah, well, and the proof is needed because of that Tinder website. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I just sound like an old man. You heard what I just said, right? That Tinder. I sound like an old ass. Well, apparently during one of the dead times, you know, one of the dead parts of the year, the local guys were talking about Tinder. And here's something you and I would never know, Big Check, because as soon as I explain why, you'll know why you and I would never know. But they have a Tinder blacklist. And I think that's what it's called, something like that. And I pardon my French, but, you know, it has nothing to do with race. You know, granted, the time and place we're in now where everything is race-related. The blacklist is actually like a VIP list. And so, you know, it's essentially you have to get invited to this list. So who would be invited to this list, Big Jack? Basically every NBA player. And I was going to say single NBA player, but we know how that works. And the women that are invited, I don't know how they get to that echelon. You know, maybe they're backup dancers, and you know how that works. So it's pretty confidential. And, you know, the days, you know, the Jordan days when, you know, the Bulls or, you know, all those other teams would party and they would be able to go out. And everything they did, you know, everything Dennis Rodman did wasn't in the newspaper or on Twitter or Facebook the next morning because of, you know, camera phones and all that. Well, how do you get away from that? Because, you remember, Johnny Manziel can't even go into a nightclub without everyone snitching on him. You join the Tinder blacklist. So now you don't have to go out to a crowded bar that everyone's going to be taking pictures of you, Big Jack. You simply go on your Tinder blacklist and you have I don't really know how Tinder works. So, you know, you've got your selection of, you know, people who are involved in the blacklist, and confidentiality works. So in essence, if the bubble, they let guests in, you know, and Jimmy Butler, I'm just using him because I remember his name, you know, decides to go on Tinder and, you know, makes an arrangement to have a quotations date with a girl, and she shows up, like you said, she's not going to be able to prove that she's his longtime girlfriend or anything like that, so I'm sure she would be rejected. But I wanted to give you just a little bit of something so you kind of understood where they were coming from with that approval process, because, I mean, that would make sense, because you don't know what these, you know, just like the girl that one guy went and seen at the Magic Club or whatever it's called. You know, she might be the type that would be on that list.
Hey, he went for hot wings. All right.
Yeah. And I'm sure they were hot.
So, yeah, I did hear kind of a humorous analogy today from one of the media reporters. What are the possibilities that two or maybe even more NBA players happen to know the same person who shows up to visit them? And how do you think that goes?
You mean like if Carmelo shows up?
No, I mean like if a certain female shows up who may have dated multiple players, possibly. How does that kind of work?
She can go make her rounds.
Well, you know, because they were talking about, you know, they're going to need one hotel for the girlfriends and one hotel for the wives. And, you know, that just, that just doesn't sound like a it seems, you know, the more they talked about it, it just doesn't seem like it's going to be a good situation. So.
Uh,
You know, but I mean, so far so good for the, the NBA and the NHL. They've had no confirmed new cases. You know, they've been doing the testing and everything's been working out. So, let's hope that continues. The NHL is in the first round of the playoffs, and I think the NBA starts next week. So, again, let's hope it continues to work out, and we don't have a, they can get through their season.
Yeah, I saw there was like 300 and some tests done for the NBA, and there was no,
No positive. Yeah, no positive. Yeah. So, obviously both leagues did a nice job of planning and, taking care of their situations, and, it's kind of like, okay, well, here we go, and let's see if they can, if they can continue it through the playoffs. I mean, that would be nice to see, and, at least get this year over with. And then we can deal with the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Really? We'll see. Well, I don't know if you saw this one already, but, Jerry Jones came out today and said he plans on having fans at Cowboy games.
Well, I mean, Fox Sports has given us fans, virtual fans.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's talking about having real fans in attendance, in the stand.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's going to have to work that out with, whoever runs that state.
So, because I know, certain places, I know Philadelphia, for one, has already said, hey, you guys can play, but there's not going to be any people there. So, I don't know. I think there's been a couple other states that have kind of said, no, this ain't happening. But, yeah, you know how Jerry Jones is. He came out and just said, hey, we're doing this. Like, oh, okay,
yeah.
Great. So, there you go. It's going to be interesting when, the NFL kind of rolls around. And, unfortunately, the first probably month is going to suck because it's going to look like preseason. But, I did find it interesting, Dan. Did you notice that a lot of the players' safety concerns went away once the NFL decided they didn't want to play any preseason games?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird how that happened, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, but
we don't have to play four games that don't mean anything.
Yeah. Well, it was even
talking
about one.
Yeah. Well, I have to correct myself though, Big Jack. We don't have to play four games that don't mean anything. Oh wait, I'm sorry. We don't have to play 6 minutes of four games that don't mean anything.
Or not play at all in some cases.
Of course, I'm radio.com.